Now, Mrs. Green, just a little. I'd like to know what country you lived in, New York.
Austria. Yes, I'm Austria from.
Did you live in a small town, a city?
Or a small city, a small town.
That's right. Do you remember the name of the town?
Yes, you are. What town, Nanny, are I the van for?
Well, do you remember the house that you lived in this in Pop Cannon?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we had a house. And let's see, I don't know what you have. But,
that was a small house.
Small house. We had an attic, and we had a basement.
Okay. Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, tell me.
So, what's it like here? That's a little thing, like a little house. See, little houses, they have big rooms of warm. It was a very nice house. And our city was built with houses all around, like here.
Uh-huh.
And our house was right in the middle. In the middle, they had houses around.
See? In the middle of a group.
Yeah, but houses just like this. And then was a house all around, like this. And we lived here.
So it was just like a community.
Well, no, each one had an individual house.
Uh-huh.
And we had a store.
Oh, you had a store?
Yeah.
But you went.
General merchandise.
Now, who lived in the house with you?
My mother, my father, my grandmother. My mother had to tell the man how many children.
Do you remember how many brothers?
Yeah, I remember five. Some days, except today, I don't have to talk about it.
Well, they were living then, though. They were living then.
No, when I was born, we had five brothers. Four brothers before me.
Five older brothers.
Yeah. Then I was born. And then the three more sisters.
And were they younger than you?
Yeah.
All right. And now these were all living at that time?
Yeah.
They weren't dead then?
No.
Right. How long do you remember living in this house?
Well, we lived there until I came to this country.
So?
And I came here, I was 22, I think.
Mm-hmm.
22.
Have you lived there all your life?
Yes, sir. Not America, you run back and forth every day, you stay home. Oh.
So you were 22 years old?
Yeah.
And so you lived there 22?
22 years, that's right. While I was there, we went to the World War, you know, the first war.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your father do?
Well, first of all, we had a store.
Yes, kind of a store, a general
store. General merchandise. And we made wine and meth. Meth is made out of honey, maybe you heard about it.
My father-in-law used to make it, yes.
Meth out of honey, you know, meth, and we made wine out of raisins and stuff.
You sold the
in
wine
the
in the store?
In the bell. No, they used to come from the country.
Yes.
And they each one bought the small bells, bigger bells, you know, so many quarts and whatever it is.
But did this general store, what else did you sell in it?
In the store we had candies, we had jewelry, we had prayer books, prayer shawls, and like a grocery, and like here they have giant eagles, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, general merchandise.
Did this support all of your sisters? Do you think it supported you fairly well, or was it?
Well, I tell you, in Europe you didn't need too much. We didn't have no radio, no television. We used to dance every Saturday. Mm-hmm. We lived right near the border of Russia. Russia border was right around the corner. So every Saturday we all used to get together, and we went up to that big hill, and in our town was a stone which grew all the way up, was just like a hill. Grew up straight, and every 2 years they shut it off some stones because they afraid it would be fall from somebody.
Oh,
and so on the top was like a platform, and we used to go on that platform and we used to rush it. the border of Russia.
Oh, you could see the border.
That's
stone.
Right. You saw the people on the other side. Puchai was the name of the Russian border.
Uh-huh.
So, I told you Sudan, we took a full walk, you know, we had to step back to the head of one of these two.
Right, so in other words, this was enough. We had a simple existence, in other words.
Simple existence. Yes, well, not really.
And so this was enough for you, or was it difficult to survive?
Well, we had enough. We managed. My mother was a good day. She figured Friday in the morning, 3 o'clock, she worked all day. In fact, what she used to, beside our family, she used to put up preserves, and all the poor people came, they used to come, they used to carry. My mother was another about 8 years old, she used to put up a bush for me, and 10 me from house to house, the pigs and a pet. The coffee cake, the color, you know, and a bottle of wine or something. Yeah, every Thursday, I should say, come on, go from among the poor people. Mm-hmm. Give it to them. So that's why I do those things, a lot of charity work. Now, you asked in the Federation, we took care, my husband and I took care of all the refugees. They sent us all the refugees. Our home was their home. If they come in for breakfast, for lunch, for supper. And that's how my children do the same thing. Just environment.
Very terrible person.
Well, you manage.
You do. What languages did you speak in your home?
Well, at home, we spoke Jewish, Polish, German.
In the home?
Yeah.
Jewish, Polish, and
German.
Now, what about outside of your home?
And then, we talk Jewish the most outside, you know, all the time. In Polish. Jewish and Polish were the Polish people. Then when the Russian came in, I spoke to Russian. I speak Russian. And then Hungarian, during the war, the Hungarian came in. So I spoke Hungarian.
You spoke Hungarian, you spoke Russian.
Yeah.
And you also Polish, spoke Jewish out of the home.
Polish, Jewish, German.
Outside of the home as well.
Yeah.
And what kind of schooling did you have?
Well, the average there, when they're like, only public school. But their public school, they were just like, you can figure high school in this country, because when I came to this country, in 3 months I learned English, and I worked as an interpreter in Cuff and a Bear.
Oh, really? Well, I want to hear about that in a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear about that. But as far, how much schooling did you have?
Well, I had, I could say, about 8 high school years, public school and high school.
Well, so what, at what age did you start?
Well, they had to start in class.
All right. And how long did you continue?
Well, until, how about that? It's 5, 4, but 10, 9, 9 is 4, 13. I was 13, they were still schooling.
Until 13 years of age.
Yeah.
And what did you study?
Well, history, entire languages. I remember our principal called
what languages?
Yeah, all those languages. Polish.
All those languages? You studied all those languages?
Well, they didn't give their just languages. They just, the most of the history. But the languages we learned the most outside. Now, Polish we learned there in school, mm-hmm. and German we learned there. And the other languages I learned after, during the war.
I see. Especially Polish and German.
German, that's right.
Were there only Jewish people in your school, or was it a
oh,
mixed group?
Oh, no. Why you? Mixed. You didn't know such a thing, so that's Jewish people.
Was this mostly a Jewish community that you lived in?
No. No.
It wasn't.
Well, wait a minute. Now, let's see. It was the most Jewish people, but around then was, now we lived in here, and around was part Jews and part Gentiles, and then the rest of the Gentiles after, like my overall
Then there were more Gentiles.
Now my father, let me tell you this, my father, now he spoke 6 different languages at those days, and my father was a very high intelligent man, and he was also an agent to send people from Europe to America. If anybody wants to go to America, they came to him and he talked to Bremen, you know, and got contracts.
Well, did he make money on this?
Yeah. He made $10 per person. that you sent over this country to America.
Now, do you remember your synagogue? Can you tell me what your synagogue
was? There was one synagogue.
Yes,
one synagogue. So I don't even remember what they called.
Well, was it close to your home?
No, we walked. Naturally.
But was it a long walk?
No, not at all.
And was it big?
Yeah, it was pretty big. Because the whole town went to that synagogue. Was it only one synagogue?
It was large enough for the whole town.
Yeah, that's right.
And did you have a rabbi? Or did you?
Oh, sure. Sure, we had a rabbi.
And,
Hazen, a rabbi, and, you know.
You had a cousin?
Yeah.
And a cantor.
A cantor, yes. A Hazen's a cantor.
Was he both? He was both.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember anything about the services or anything about the synagogue?
Well, I remember that much, and then we used to go there to school. We used to sit there, and even girls and boys, they fasted, and they stayed there and prayed, that's all.
You remember going to services, or just for Shabbos?
Well, only Shabbos and the holidays. The men used to go every day.
Yes.
But the women went only Saturday and the holidays. That's it.
What kind of relationship do you have with Gentile people in this community of yours?
Well, our town happened to be a town which we were very close with the Gentile people. Now, the place there was a organist. You know, it's an organist?
Of course.
All right.
Place the organ, yeah.
So this organist is tripped. This girl was my best girlfriend. Saturday she came to me, spend the day. But Sunday I went to her, spend the day there.
In other words, on your Sabbath she came to you, and on her Sabbath you went there.
So when I came there, was the priest, the people sitting, and the father and the mother, we all sit and talk different things. We were very close.
Right.
Now she took me to church to see how the services are conducted over there.
You actually went to a Catholic church?
Yeah, why not?
It
was Roman Catholic.
Well?
Orthodox, I don't know what they call it. It was a priest. And one day I saw a woman went to confess.
Yeah.
I saw that. And the excavatrices told me they confessed. But then, when I came home, it was funny. When I came home, and when they all, she did have a real big church. Our church was 700 years old.
Your synagogue? This church?
Yeah. It was 700 years old. Was I in here? And every year, we used to come, the pilgrims used to come to this church from different places, you know, different countries. So after the church, they used to go home. So I remember a woman came in to get from the church, and we had soap. She took the apron, she put some soap in there. She took soap. I said, what are you doing? I said, you just came to church. She said, I confess. The next week I confess again. And you left, you know.
Yes, it is sort of funny.
But, anyway, everybody takes things different. They feel they're good to confess, already their sins are gone.
You didn't think that?
That's not so. You know, people have their conscience. What is their conscience?
Yes, that's right. Do you think that most of the Jewish people in your community got along as well with the Gentiles?
In our town was an exceptional, they were together. The Jews, the Gentiles, the holidays, they came to us, they holidays, we gave them gifts, you know, one of the things.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And there was a mayor, that city. So I'll tell you what happened once. He had peppy medicine in a store, for instance, herbs, you know, all kinds of
herbs and spices and things, yes.
So we could sell the herbs into the city. So then came a pharmacist from a big city, and he decided he could not sell the herbs, because he wants to sell it in the drugstore, then he gets more money, you know. But we made a living out of that. You know, it's just a little town, we sold all of the herbs, we sold this, all the best stuff, so he had to feed the family. So he said he's going to confiscate. So I was about 10 years old. My mother was very confused, didn't know what to do. So I went to the mayor. It happened to be a woman, because the man was died, you know, the woman took over. And I walked out. See, I have a habit, since I'm a kid. I feel nobody's bigger than I am, and nobody's smaller than I am. Just because they have more education, they're not any better. They have the opportunity to learn more. Okay. Just because they have more money, they're not any better than I am, because they're lucky not to have more money. I never had any money. Neither you for nothing here. I'll tell you what happened after when I from here. I worked until my younger daughter got married.
Well, I'm going to ask you all about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Yes. That'll come later, yes.
Anyway, so this, so I went to her and I told her. Came in and told her what happened. She said, well, I'll see to it and you allow to sell it. But nothing broke and it just hurt, you know. Mm-hmm. So she sent me home with a special horse and buggy, you know. And she came, she saw me at a little store. We barely could make it. So she said to me, you know what, they had a court, they just opened a court, and I said, all, we all were going to buy from you, but you haven't got the merchandise, so we are going to do, we're going to give you every we can order what we want, and you go to a bigger city, Brook was the name, mm-hmm. Like for instance, we live like in Union Town, here's Pittsburgh, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I went over there, we hired a man with a horse and buggy, and I went over there in a box, I made a list in a box, whatever I need. Next week there is somebody else, and I had perfume, and I had powder, and I had all kind of things they wanted. So since then, you know, that's in me. To me, the smallest person seems just as big as I am, and I'm just thinking about it.
So you arranged with the mayor of the city,
yeah.
Your town rather, to be able to sell these things,
right.
And she even arranged for you to buy more.
And she then sent for me that I used to go and buy a different kind of a merchandise.
Right. And you would enlarge your
and
your
I saw he really improved. I'll never forget that he used to come in.
She was a Gentile woman,
Gentile,
of course, too.
All Gentile, that's right. And they came in, I'll never forget, she used to come in just like a queen. You know, you're over here, you don't go around and just like this, mm-hmm. Yeah, you dress up or else.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to come in and done. And tell me I want this and want that, and she, they watched my store, and we really done pretty good then.
You improved your
income,
right. Do you remember any, of course you were too young to belong to any political organization, but do you remember your father belonging to any Zionist or Bund or any labor?
Well, no, nothing York, he did, nothing
not
out there. Nothing out there, I've never heard about it.
You never heard about,
so because
you your father?
My father never talked about it. We never belonged to any politics, no. In fact, I'm not a politician now either, I don't like it.
Well, I'm concerned about I'm interested rather in this in Europe, not so much here yet. I will ask you about that when we come to the other
well,
stage.
No.
But your father never talked about these organizations.
No, he didn't. We don't think we were busy with the business, trying to make a living, go to school, and all that stuff.
Tell me what the relationship of the government of your country was to you Jews.
Well, we had King Franz Joseph. He was in Vienna. Franz Joseph.
Right.
And he was in Vienna, and he was just wonderful to the Jews. Actually, he married he lived with a Jewish woman.
He was good to the Jews?
Very good. A woman not far from us had some trouble, and she went to him, and he, so what happened?
Now he was your direct ruler then?
Yeah. Yeah, the mayor and everybody, he was like, he was a king in our town, a king, and the same king was in Hungary. He was also in charge in Hungary.
Yeah, he ruled over the Austro-Hungary Hungarian
Empire. Yes, yes.
And so, as far as you know, the relationship was a good one to your country, or just to your part of the country?
No, no, but the whole country. He was happened to be a very good man. You know, one time we read a story that he had a son. He was about 12 years old, and he had a sword, and he saw some flowers. What's going on? He went with the sword like this. He said in German. You say in German?
No, a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you then in English. He said, when it's where the gods were, that is to use the cut, the teflon knife.
To cut off the skin is the way they do the flowers, yes.
They cut flowers. So you know what his father done? He got rid of him. Because he's a friend of the Jews.
Tell me, when you were in Europe and a young woman, what did you think of America? Did you know about America?
There are a lot of things. As my father was an agent to send people to America.
Yes.
So I had a brother. His name was Shapiro, and his son is Leo Shapiro. He's an attorney for the union.
Uh-huh.
And Charlotte, she's a principal in Philadelphia. Anyway. So this I just about forgot what I wanted to
say. Oh, we were talking about the fact that your father was an agent who was brought, people over, and you said something about your brother.
Yes, so my brother was a very good looking man, had a nice body, you know. Mm-hmm. In Europe, you go to, they call it like a Swiss food, like to take a bath in Swiss, you know.
Steam bath.
Yeah, that's a myth.
Yes.
Anyway, so he went there, and there was a rabbi, too, at the same time. He said, you know, you have such a nice body, and the army will get you for sure. So my father sent him to America.
I see. And it was sort of easy for your father?
He could always send anybody.
What year did he send your brother?
And my brother, he came here. He was, it's a long time ago.
Do you remember the date? Well, do you remember roughly how many years ago?
Well, about the 70s, 65 to 90 years.
All right, now, but what did you actually think about America, or what did you know about it?
Now tell you how we heard. I had an uncle in here, Moshe Wegman,
mm-hmm.
and he used to have a tuba sector here, and he was in Russia. And you know, the Russians always wanted to be Jews. So he came to America, and he brought over one brother and Herr Speck. He did, one comes to Wegman, the other one comes to Vex. Herr Vex, and that Vex has a son, Dr. Vex. He's in, they live in Cadova Road. She's a niece of Rabbi Lister.
Right. Well, what did they tell you about America?
So they said that in America is a free country, and they're not going to persecute.
All right. So they knew that it was a free country.
Yes. So they came from America.
What else did you know about it?
It's only that we knew that Columbus discovered America and how wonderful it is. That's what we knew. You know, in a little time, you don't really talk politics as much, but to be, being she was an agent, so he knew more about it.
You mean that Columbus discovered America?
Yes, that's
So can you tell me why you left the country in which you were born?
Then why I left. Oh, that's a good reason.
All right.
Now we had the First War, if you remember.
Yes, the First World War.
Yeah. Now, we were right at the border.
Yes, between Russia and Austria.
Austria. So the first thing, the Russians sent a patrol. You know what's the patrol?
Yes.
So send a patrol, and they said the Russians had come. So one Jewish boy ran away with somebody else, and happened the Russian killed. Russian patrol killed that boy, the Jewish boy.
In other words, they began keeping a watch over your community.
That's
right. They hadn't done that before.
No. So the first time they had patrols. Doesn't work so fast. It was 1912 at that time. Yes. Then, naturally, everybody was scared. Then my mother, then they started the Polish right away, the Austria, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was Austria and Hungary were against Russia. It was against them. So they had retreat. One pushed this one, one killed that one, you had to start it that way.
All right.
So, then my mother was afraid. They said, right away, you know how people say, they take girls, they do this, rape them and all that. So my mother took us children. and so many Jewish people ran away from our town. So he came to
a lot of people run away from your town?
A good many, the most young people.
Young people.
Yes, they were afraid. So especially girls, so we all ran away. It's an inland life. So he came to a town. Gola Gua was the name. He came to town. So we were there, and everything was peaceful. Suddenly, 3 weeks later...
Oh, you moved? You just moved?
No, we just came into a family. Our family is there. You know, your bear is not here. Just 10 rooms, you have no place to take somebody in. Mm-hmm. There you have one room. Now, we had the 2 rooms. And it was a living room and a small room. And I thought, and so my mother's brother came, ran away from Zlotchik, from a different town, because there was a riot there. So he came, no, watching what they done, they went to different, every place they went, they took the Jews and lined them up and took them in. Make him walk, march from town to town, just to make a march, run up.
Then what did they do with him?
Then they dropped him. They didn't kill him. But they just left in their town, so far away from their home. They slept outside and have what to eat, and poor old people were walking and they couldn't walk. So I remember that in our town, I heard, I was always there in touch. I don't know, God was with me. In our town, we heard that so many people came, they walked in. We actually saw them walking. Mm-hmm. And they left them overnight. Someplace like a mayor had a like a farm.
Mm-hmm.
They had it there, the farm. I can explain the meaning of that. They left him there, and so you know your money talks. I took a bottle of wine and I went to the head man, and I told him, "Do me a favor. Here's the wine. What do you need to survive to do? Let him go to stay in the synagogue." So he left. And we knew all about it. It's a long time, you know, everybody. So he left him. Today a girl wouldn't dare to do this thing, but those days wasn't so dangerous.
So you went and hid away in this little town?
So we went in that town, I took all the Jews out to a synagogue. The next morning they forgot about him, so all the Jews went back to the synagogue.
Oh, but I'm interested in, did you leave, when did you ask the,
when did
you moved to this little community, you moved to this little town?
Town.
Yes, with his family.
Yes, yeah. With their family.
Yes.
Not only us, a lot of them.
Yes.
So that we were there, 3 weeks later, we heard the Russians come.
Uh-huh.
You know, they advanced. So the Russians come, and he didn't know what to do with Tata hiding his cell. And the poor man, if he stayed with him, he was scared to death. He said, "Now, girls are going to come and kill me, kind of you. Go home here. How can we go?
Where did you go? Just yourself and your mother?"
No, my mother was here.
Oh.
I went and 2 sisters and a brother.
Oh, just the young people.
Yeah. So anyway, we stayed overnight. Then they arrived and they kept on advancing.
Uh-huh.
And they kept advancing further, past the town. Some Russians were left.
They bypassed the town.
They didn't. Some they stayed there and some they went further. So, like dummies, kids, and we say, "Oh, we have no brains." So some older people too, we decided we are going to go back home. The rest of the Russians are here already, let's go home. So we had to march. I was always delicate. You know, I couldn't eat no rye bread, I couldn't eat this and this. And anyway, we marched, and we came up on a hill, and there were so many dead people, I'll never forget it, laying down covered with the coat, you know. And we sat, and the Russians told us, "Sit over here." And we sat among the dead people. And they said to us, we said, "We want to go further." They said, "Don't go, stay here overnight." We thought to ourselves, "Stay overnight, so they might do something to us, we're afraid." He said, "No, we're gone." So we kept on going. I'll never forget. Every couple hours, an army stopped us. Stopped us, "You ran away from us. We are going to get you." We put us all in line, they're going to shoot us. But God was with us, so we all said a prayer, and they shoot us. What can we do? So God was with us, an officer came. He said, "What are you standing? Keep on going." And it happened about 4 or 5 times. They got stopped us. They're ready to be killed, and they did. Finally, we came into a poet's home, you know, little town, and I just collapsed. I couldn't go on and so on. And a woman gave me a piece of rye bread. The first time in my life I ate a piece of rye bread. Real black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a woman, a gentlewoman, right in that place.